and then there were six. World Cup of Music is down to the last six, four playing today. That's the last quarterfinals between Sweden and England and Russia and Croatia to see who joins the other two in the semi-finals. Big controversy before we get going though, because apparently Belgium played a track by, they've removed it. Oh, a fast idio saying he was from Belgium, but actually was just staying in Belgium. He's really from Canada. And Belgium should be thrown out of the tournament, but the way this works, they're staying in. All right. Anyway, so Sweden are up first against against England, and the crowds, of course, are always celebrating that goal that they scored earlier in the week. Did they ever score a goal? Who knows? And what will Sweden go with? That's the big question. Well, they're going for the ECM, the cool jazz of Anders Jormin and Slinger Polska. Sweden's Anders Jormin, surprising everybody, including me, with folk music instead of jazz music. Very clever move by the Swedes, probably trying to match England's use of sticking the wheel for folk, real folk music in the last round. But England are going for the power. They're going for a track called Tank from Grimsby, featuring Paul Middleton, and it's Ashley Reeks.
I'm sitting on a Mediterranean beach trying to hide my toes in the sand. Noticed, as one does, this woman walk by wearing very little. I mean, small designer swimsuit thing. She walked like a thoroughbred horse, too few legs, of course, lips slightly parted, eyes behind dark glasses, on a head held high, she knew she had the perfect body for her particular dance. I was not in a position to deny this assumption, as she had also the perfect tan, and the whole beach stank of ombre solaire. I got the impression she was trying to say something to me and all others that looked on, both male and female. She had a price. And the older man behind carrying the towels knew what that price was. What a dance they did. What a dance. What moves they made. What a dance they did. I'm sitting by a fire on a campsite late at night, trying to see. Red wine had got the better of me. Tank from Grimsby playing guitar, and a Spanish gypsy singing a kind of flamenco version of O Solo Mio. What a dance they did. His three daughters dancing just behind. They walked away like thoroughbred horses, heads held high. No ombre solaire, no sunglasses, heads held high. They had no price, they had pride. And what a dance they did. What a dance. What moves they made. What a dance they did. I watched as they walked away, and the whole campsite stank of wood smoke.
Well, an amazing tactical switch by England. Ashley Reeks featuring Paul Middleton with Tank from Grimsby. And let's hear the excitement of that crowd over that one. There they are, yep. And you can vote for that at World Cup of Music, at World Cup of Music on Twitter. If you can vote for either side, it's a poll. Just go to the tweets on the left-hand corner and contribute there. Now, the final game of this quarterfinals is Russia, and what do they have left in their tank? Indeed, not expecting to get this far. They didn't actually prepare that many, that many artists to get as far as this. So, what have they got left? Oh dear. It's okay. They have the Bleak Engineers.
No one will be waiting too long. See through the deep of the room as spectre. You don't want to wake up and learn when you find your introspector.
Thank you.
It's like The Cure without The Cure, or without Robert Smith at least. The Bleak Engineers with Introspecto, that's for Russia in this vital quarter-final. Can they beat Croatia? Well, here they are. Croatia picked LRRH with Last Summer. Last Summer by LRRH takes us in the reply for Croatia versus Russia. You can vote at World Cup of Music, remember. And there's a few oohs and ahs go off in the background. The end of the World Cup of Music is near. We will return with one more show the semi-finals in 3 days, and in a week's time for the third, fourth, and the final match of the tournament. Who will it be? We'll find out soon. Oh, and Ashley Reeks has a new album out. He was the guy who represented England earlier. And that will be coming up on my normal show, the In Memory of John Peel show, which will return soon. I hear you calling. And there's the signature. Bye for now. See you in a few days.